and some of them possibly in 18, some 119. But I noticed this, it was talking about righteousness here. And it, in the scriptures, it says, Psalm 119:164, it said, seven times a day I do praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Seven times a day, I thought. I didn't need to do it two or three or four or five, but he said seven times a day according to his righteous judgments. And I got to think about it, you know, seven and all. And righteousness in the scriptures, I've seen it's always associated with blood. Righteousness and blood. I mean, they go hand in hand, you know, righteousness and blood. And I think back in the Old Testament, you know, remember the priests, they take that hyssop and they dip it in that blood. Mm-hmm. And they sprinkle it how many times on the mercy seat?
Seven
times there. You know, there's a statement out there saying that Jesus, you know, shed his blood there seven times at the, you know, during crucifixion and all. But I got thinking about blood, you know, blood, seven and blood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Ray was talking about coming from things from a scientific matter this morning. I've seen that blood is made up in three parts. Blood is made up in three parts, you know, and I thought we got here Trinity, you know, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. But blood is made up in white, red, and plasma. You know, that makes blood, you know. Mm-hmm. But within the white blood cells, there are five types of white blood cells. Five types of white blood cells. One red, and then plasma. And I got to looking at the color of these, white, red, and plasma. And plasma is a yellowish color. And, you know, last week I think Miss Mary read about the glory of God, how it was an amber color there. Was it Isaiah? I think you read that in. And I was thinking, but plasma in the blood, what this does, it suspends the blood. It keeps the red and white in suspension. You know, and I got thinking about the glory, you know, and this, you know, color amber. But it keeps it in suspension. And red, I got thinking about red there, you know, the first mention of red scriptures, Adam, you know, Adam means red. You know, by one man's sin, you know, but by the second Adam and what he did, you know, that one man, Jesus Christ, that second Adam, you know, what he did for us. But five, you know, the number five means grace. And this white blood cells, you have five, you know, adds up to seven. Mm-hmm. Five white, one red. You know, in plasma, seven. There's that perfect number seven within the blood itself. But in this white blood, it is made up, the white is made up in the bone marrow. Hmm. That's what creates your white blood cells through the bone marrow. And you know, I often wonder, and this may not be the answer, but you know, in Jesus, you know, it says not one bone was broken, right? You know? Mm-hmm. And I got to thinking now, had, I'm not a doctor or anything, but had one of his bones been broken, would that have, you know, you know, messed up the, but I'm telling you, there's a divine, you know, and y'all may not kind of see where I'm coming from in this, but I'm telling you, there is a divine order in blood.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're made up in the image of God, and just those numbers, five, one, threes, you know, sevens, you know, the blood. But the point I was trying to make this morning, let me drive to the point here, but righteousness always tied in with the blood. You know, like Cain and Abel, you know, that slew there and blood spoke, you know, from the ground. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you this morning, the blood of Jesus declares your righteousness. That's why we can stand up and say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You know, years ago, back before I got saved, I go to the juke joints and all, and you know, they'd stamp you with a little stamp. And you know, you couldn't see that stamp. It was get in a lot of time, it was cover charge, you know, see the band or whatever. But you had to put that under a black light. Remember them days when you'd show me a little where you'd been stamped, that way you could go in and out of building or whatever you want. But you know, it wasn't visible, but it was there. And that gained your entrance into Cedar Band, whatever, you know. And that's how it is with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we gain entrance into the throne room.
Amen.
Is by that blood. And you know, just like that sprinkling, the scripture says, you know, that blood's been sprinkled on our hearts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway.
That is very good, David. Mm-hmm. The blood give us access to everything in the kingdom.
Amen.
The blood of God is very, very important in our lives.
Yeah.
And we should, you know, just apply that blood every day to put us in remembrance of how powerful that blood is and what it has done for us and what it's doing for us now.
Mm.
It's still speaking. Mm-hmm. It said Abel blood spoke, but it said the blood of Jesus spoke greater things than that of Abel. It speaks that you've been redeemed. It speaks that you're healed. It just speaks, and it just keep on speaking. Mm. And we need to hear the blood speak. We need to get back to that blood and not do like one lady wanted to do. One church did. They just took all the blood out of the hymn and took all the blood. They were not going to mention anything about blood because they said it's too. Their reason was that it was too terrifying to speak of the blood, you know. And I said, y'all watch all that terrible stuff on TV. And then when it comes to Jesus, we want to tear everything out. A church actually did that. What was it, in New York? They don't say nothing about the blood. They don't sing nothing about the blood. They don't preach nothing about the blood. They don't take communion.
No.
Because the blood, no, they said the blood was too violent. I said, just turn on your TV. It's so much violence on there, but yet they can sit and watch something on TV that is very, very valid and not even
let me say one more thing on what you just made mention up there this morning, you know, blood there children, they paint that blood on the doorpost, you know. And a lot of times in communion, we focus on the blood as being, you know, forgiveness of sins. Thank God for that.
Amen.
But without shedding blood, there's no remission of sins.
It's a whole covenant, that baby.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Because
that
covenant. Remember, that was protection. You was talking about the violent days we in. Blood of Jesus, that's our protection. You know, just like back when that death angel come over, when that blood was applied, hey, baby, you safe. Amen. So,
and we can still yet apply the blood, not with the hyssop today, but we do it with our tongue. Our tongue is our hyssop, where we apply the blood.
Well, come on, Miss Mary.
All right. Gonna release a prayer, and I'm coming.
Father, we thank you for this good day. This day of you, to learn of you, learn of your ways, learn of your spirit. Are you so great? Now teach us, Holy Spirit. You're the great teacher. Thank you for all your goodness, all your mercy, all your grace that abounds toward us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Start.